The FBI says for the first time on American soil, it has recovered antiquities that were looted in Iraq. And before those objects are returned to their home, they are on display in Philadelphia. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
There are 8 of them. Each is about 1 inch tall. They're made of stone with markings cut into them. And between 1500 and 3000 BC, they were used to mark clay, sealing things like vessels and doors to identify their owner. According to the FBI, a U.S. Marine bought the objects from a trinket vendor in Iraq. It wasn't until he brought them back to the U.S. that he found out what they really are, says FBI Special Agent John Eckenrode.
He purchased these cylinder seals as souvenirs of his time spent in Iraq, not knowing that they had been looted from an archaeological site nearby. Upon his return home, the soldier showed these to an archaeology professor who informed him they were real and that it was illegal to remove them from Iraq.
The Marine arranged to meet an FBI agent in a strip mall parking lot near Philadelphia and handed them over. The Bureau is not revealing the Marine's name, but says he will not face charges. At a press conference yesterday, the FBI officially gave the seals back to the government of Iraq. Saeed Ahmed is one of Iraq's representatives to the UN. He says the seals don't just belong to the Iraqi people.
It belongs to the humanity, and we are optimists that one day we will get back all these items, or at least most of them.
But that's not likely to happen, according to some authorities. 10,000 to 15,000 artifacts are still missing from the Iraqi National Museum in Baghdad after it was looted in April of 2003. Thousands more are said to be missing from archaeological sites around the country.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and the recoveries are only in the million dollar range. Most objects that are taken aren't recovered.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Bob Goldman says the FBI is trying to combat the problem. Last fall, the agency created a new art crimes team, comprised of agents around the country with experience in art theft. But Goldman says they're up against a sophisticated international network of dealers, brokers, and collectors with little respect for the law.
You have in the collecting field both the people who only buy lawful objects that look into their provenance, their background, and you have others who don't care where it comes from. And they'll buy in any objects. They don't want to know where it comes from, and they'll pay whatever price.
Artifacts from Iraq were relatively rare in the international marketplace until the Gulf War, says Roger Atwood, author of the book Stealing History, Tomb Raiders, Smugglers, and the Looting of the Ancient World. Now, says Atwood, those antiquities are widely available in Iraq and elsewhere.
Ever since Saddam fell in April 2003, archaeological sites all over Iraq have been assaulted, have been under complete demolition by antiquities hunters. And this is a sign of how much has come onto the market and how easily they're getting out of Iraq.
And perhaps into the U.S. He says it's unfortunately not surprising that a Marine could bring 8 5,000-year-old stone seals into the U.S. without being stopped. But international law enforcement bodies are starting to take a greater interest in antiquities theft, says Atwood, especially after the much-publicized looting of the Iraqi National Museum.
I think the theft at the Iraqi Museum in Baghdad really did shame the U.S. government and really the international community, lots of governments to a great degree, into doing something about the illicit antiquities trade.
The recovered Iraqi seals are on loan to the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology, where they'll be on display for 3 months before returning to Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.